One of the places evacuees are gathering is Lufkin, Texas. That's in the eastern part of the state, not far from the Louisiana line, and north of the cities of Port Arthur and Beaumont, which are directly in the path of Hurricane Rita. We spoke earlier today with NPR's Lizzie O'Leary in Lufkin at the United Methodist Church, which is housing a shelter.
There are people here from Texas City, from Port Arthur, from Baytown, from Beaumont. Basically, Lufkin is the official evacuation hub for a whole swath of towns from Galveston on east to Louisiana, and everybody drove here. In fact, there are so many evacuees in Lufkin that now the state police and the city officials and even the Red Cross are telling them to keep driving.
And how many are at the shelter where you are now?
There are 324 people are registered, according to the pastor, but there are about 300 more people in the parking lot. Some people are spread out on blankets on the grass.
And how are the roads? Are they still jammed with cars?
Still jammed with cars. Highway 59 is just going north. And right now there are state police and Texas State Guard actually at the exits just waving people on if they will go on. I saw, in fact, 20 school buses from Port Arthur, Texas, going back and forth across the east and west sort of roads in Lufkin looking for a place to go.
I understand you have one of the evacuees waiting there with you, Janice Mitchell. Could you pass the phone to her?
Sure. Hang on just a second.
How you doing, Melissa?
Hi, is that Janice Mitchell?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, it's Melissa Block here with All Things Considered.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm tired, frustrated, don't have nowhere to go. You know, bumper to bumper, you know, on the highway. It took me, I live in Baytown, it took me and my family, we left about 10 o'clock yesterday morning.
Uh-huh.
It took us, we got here today at 8 o'clock this morning.
So how long, that was what, almost 24 hours of driving then, 22 hours?
22 hours, and all of us is on the highway, you know, it's a mess.
So it took you 22 hours to go how many miles?
If this wouldn't happen, it from Baytown to here, it only takes 3 hours. Because my husband, see, he's a truck driver, and he said it would have took 3 hours, you know, if this wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
We was going bumper to bumper.
Do you have a place to sleep there?
No, they full.
So where do you figure you'll be sleeping?
In my car like I did last night. You know, me and my husband and my daughter's friend, we took turns driving. One rest, one drive. But I don't know where we're going to go. Hmm. I guess we'll sleep in the parking lot in the car.
They're talking about possibly as much as 25 inches of rain falling right around where you are in the storm.
Yes, ma'am. But, I mean, I'd rather get stuck here than be on the highway and run out of gas, you know? Because we got three little small kids with us.
These are your daughter's children?
Yes.
How old are they?
Well, one is 13, 9, and 8.
And how are they holding up?
They're like, this is a big game. You know, kids, they don't, you know what I mean? They ain't serious.
Yeah.
But they out playing tag and having fun outside.
Huh.
You know, so.
Ms. Mitchell, did you have time to get important things and take them with you, documents, medicine, things like that?
I did. They in my car, but the rest of them, I just put them up high. But I took most of my important papers, though, that I need to have.
Do you figure that you will have a place to go home to? How do you figure Baytown's going to come out in this?
You know what? I'm looking on the bright side. I'm gonna look at the bright side of this. You know, hopefully it still be there.
Well, I hope you do make it home, Ms. Mitchell. Thanks for talking with us.
I sure thank you for listening.
That's Janice Mitchell of Baytown, Texas. She's with her family at a shelter at the United Methodist Church in Lufkin. We also spoke with NPR's Lizzie O'Leary.